Welcome to Murphy, Sam, and Jody after the show.
Guys, today's a big day if you're Christmas crazy. Because
December the 15th.
Yeah, and we included this in three things to know today, and that is, according to the Postal Service, UPS, and FedEx, those major carriers, today's the last day for you to send something if you expect a before Christmas arrival.
Even on one day or an overnight?
I don't know. See, you're going to ask me all these specifics about it, and I don't know. I just know that's the warning. Like, if you're going to send something regular.
Maybe that's a guarantee thing, but that's only the shipping part. In other words, if it were to ship today, right, that they would guarantee that it would make it there. Mm-hmm. Because, for example, if the business isn't able to ship it for another 4 or 5 days, then it's probably not going to make it.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Wherever you're dropping it off is what you're saying. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things that are, it's still a good warning. Mm-hmm. And look, I mean, if the 15th is about as far as you want to push it, if you want to make sure that something that you're shipping to someone gets there. But, it's risky.
I know a site I can go to and order something today and have it by Friday.
You think? I've been on that site recently, and I keep getting the may not arrive before Christmas. There's a thing on that site that says arrives before Christmas, or doesn't arrive before Christmas. You know, if you really need before Christmas delivery, consider a gift card. It's like, no, not the point for me. But it's funny that this was the news that landed today. Like, today's the day. Here comes the warning from the major carriers. Because yesterday, I was dropping off another, stack of stuff that we're sending out. And one of them, I had to walk into a mailing place and bring a box because I didn't know how much postage to put on this thing. It was for our friend.
Wow, just like you used to do in 1983.
I do a lot of that, actually. I do a lot of that. But anyway, I walked in, and I walked into their crazy time. I wouldn't even want to be near there today. It was nuts. People in line with Christmas packages and everybody behind the counter and the man who runs it, who's a friend of ours, he was like to one of his employees, like, go, go, go. And it was nuts. Really? It was nuts. And I'm just sitting there going, this is like being at a florist on February 14th. Yeah. You know, that's what it's like.
Or H&R Block on April 14th.
Exactly. Right. And so I was kind of like, wow, I'm going to be calm in the midst of this storm, because it was a storm. And even while he was typing the info in, I was like, I'll read the address to you. He goes, no. Let me read it. Let me do it. So I was like, okay, you do your way. But he was, you could feel the energy. His energy was that of almost panic. Like, you know.
But I bet you part of that is like a thrill. They know to anticipate it for this time of the year. The other part's probably stretched, but it probably is a rush of some sort.
The one girl who was, I had never seen her before. I think she's new. She was the one that he was going, go, go, go.
And he really?
She's going to remember this day. That's when something like that happens to you, when you're a new in the workforce and you're a new employee and someone kind of is less than gentle with you, you remember it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it really stays with you. And so I just thought it was interesting for me to have that experience yesterday. When I was leaving, I was like, whoo, I need to come down from that energy. I bet today they're also to the walls.
And I'm sure that some of that is even further exaggerated by the fact that some people are not going to be able to travel and get together this year. You're right. So, there's probably more stuff being shipped now than ever before. And it's the other thing that's interesting to me is, like, because when you were referring to, which I'm assuming you were both referring to Amazon a minute ago.
I didn't say Amazon.
But the difference between Amazon and the others, so Walmart and Target are all still using, third party delivery services, UPS and FedEx. Amazon uses a mix of those, right? So they do their own. So I'm wondering if it's because, if it's something they know they're going to ship themselves and can get it somewhere on time, how smart a computer algorithm is, right? So it knows automatically whether it's going to get there or not.
Yeah.
And whether you have to add the extra, the third party in the mix. And I think, UPS and FedEx, are already kind of stretched to the max with what's going on in the country right now.
So. Yes.
Yeah. This is the point where they rent trucks, because it's like, I'll see Ryder trucks pull up and
you're like, what's this?
The UPS man is here.
However you get it done, what does it matter? It's literally the vehicle. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
I see all three. Well, I say all three services: postal, FedEx, and UPS. So often now, because we're getting
those are the major carriers, right?
But I really, it still makes me happy like it did as a kid, and it makes me feel like old time Americana. The UPS driver was leaving, and he waved, and I waved at him. They're
it's
just
like a commercial.
I like seeing them, even for that brief moment. That hey,
are you kidding? Our UPS driver knows which house is ours.
Yes.
I'm always walking the dog or running in the neighborhood, and I've been seeing him all year, but more lately. And now he knows which house is ours because I guess he's delivered enough to us, and I'm like always down the road. And the other day, I'm not joking with you, he was way down the street delivering to neighbors of ours, and I was running back toward our house. And yeah. He said, hey, Red, I dropped something off for you a few minutes ago. And he had.
That's great. Yeah.
He had dropped it off. It was for something for Taylor, but he knows us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Postal workers, too. It's just a.
Yeah.
You know,
they know your neighborhood.
Yeah, they do.
They watch and know your neighborhood more than anybody else. I'll tell you something else. Speaking of Taylor, that you will enjoy knowing this, Murphy. You've been so busy lately with work and this time of the year and your dad and all of that. Taylor is done with school. Done with her first semester of college. So she's back home now. So she's home a lot.
Like she hasn't been.
Anyway, the other afternoon I get home and I'm starting to cook dinner and I'm, you know, what's going on? And she's walking around pacing with her phone. And she says, two stops away, she's tracking a package. Like you. I'm like, you're just like your dad. And she's flipping out. She's like, two stops away. I heard that 20 minutes ago. I'm like, could you be more like him right now?
Yeah, I had to finally back off of that. It's a great feature, but I just can't do it. When I look and see it's 10 stops away, it's like, okay, all right, that's awesome. It's nearby. I'm not looking again.
Liar. You say that.
It's ridiculous how much stress it causes. Because I'll look at it, it's like, oh, six stops away, and I'll be watching it because it updates every 10 seconds. I figured that out. And then all of a sudden
see
the car, the little dot that represents the delivery truck is moving further away from your house. And it's like, how are you going to get back to my house if you're going away?
Yeah, that's right.
It's the same thing with the pizza guy. He always pulls into the wrong neighborhood. And, you know, you see him, here he comes. No, you went in the wrong neighborhood.
So I thought that you ordered enough pizza, though, your pizza guy would know who you are and where you are.
Unless you get a new pizza guy every day.
The last time that we ordered pizza, and we've had, Sheila's delivered the last three times to our house, Jody, just so you know.
You're ready for her, baby.
Was it the same person, or are they just all called Sheila?
No, it was the same person. But, our house. House is a little difficult to find at night because we're kind of crammed between our neighbors'
two
houses.
Two big houses. Ours is like small compared to theirs.
Yeah, and all of the addresses are tough to see there. But anyway, the last time that I ordered, it was funny because I saw that Sheila's preparing the order. Oh, great! I get to see Sheila again. So it's being prepared, and then it comes out of the oven, and last minute, whatever it is, it's like
you guys.
Greatness is on the way. Or something like that. But what happened the last time is it was stuck there for about 25 minutes. It's like, wait, how long is this going to be out of the oven before it gets in the car and starts coming to me?
I wonder that, too. It's like that little red bar goes boom, 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 boom. All right.
And then it's
on its way. And it just sits.
Yeah.
And it's like, are we waiting for Sheila to get back to pick it up? Or we only got one driver tonight?
You guys need to stop obsessing about it. My thing about packages, unless it was something I was just dying to get, something that's pure solid gold to me, if I see that it's two stops away, I'm like, good, it'll get here when it gets here.
Yeah.
I'm not the tracker of the tracking.
You know what I learned about the pizza delivery app and pizza delivery in general? And I should have known this. I mean, I always thought that when I placed my order, this was about me and the pizza was coming to me when it was done. But they will group orders in the same neighborhood.
Duh.
Oh, they do? Right?
I know. And I should have known that. But
a better business plan for them.
So the last time that Sheila came to me, it said that I was going to be the third stop. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Okay, cool. I mean, I could see that Sheila, was.
Oh, wow. So you get to, they tell you what stop.
Well, it didn't tell me the number of stops. It actually it said that, something said that she had a number of stops before. Hmm. So I could watch her on the map, and she went south of me for about a half a mile. And then then eventually she got to me and Jody's house. And,
Murphy's pizza girlfriend.
The last time the guy was there, that they delivered to my house pizza, and they turned into the wrong neighborhood. And then you could see him stop and then back out and come
and
to mind.
And you're flipping out.
And it's like, I sit there debating with myself. This is how lame I am. Should I say, hey, found the wrong neighborhood, huh?
No.
Or just let it go?
Don't be that guy.
Have him go, why? You've been watching me?
Yeah. He knows that he went the wrong place. Yeah. I promise you. Anyway, today's the last day.
For pizza.
Apparently, not for pizza, but for guaranteed from those major carriers about your for Christmas mailings.
Yeah, so hopefully you're actually listening to this after the show podcast on the 15th and not later, right?
Early enough.
Yeah.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.